I don't even care.
How long has that been going?
The recorder?
Yeah.
It was going for a solid 10 minutes. Apparently it died.
Nice.
Oh, well, we just messed up.
I
messed up, I guess.
You record some of them anyway.
Strauss messed up.
I mean, he can't blame us for it. He can't expect us to know everything.
I guess. I still don't understand why he's so hesitant to put this stuff on the station. He has none.
I mean, he's got a lot of kind of weird stuff over normal stuff.
Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure we're looking at, I don't know if it was Shawn Mendes or somebody else, it might have been Imagine Dragons, but there was someone real popular who he only had like three of, and then he's got like
3 billion.
19 by someone who nobody listens to.
He has like 3 billion Led Zeppelin songs on here.
He's got a whole tab for Led Zeppelin. A whole tab.
Yeah, right. And we are... We are back after that short little commercial break. We had a little technical difficulty. Sorry about that.
A lot of technical difficulty.
Yeah, thanks, Strauss. This is the Sterling Radio 6th Annual March Mayhem Music. That was Drake, 0 to 100, and God's Plan here on Sterling High School Radio.
We got Drake going up against J. Cole next.
J. Cole, well, right now. Next is Eminem Post Malone, which honestly will probably be one of the most lit shows. I think it is. This is the Not So Lonely show, because I'm no longer by my lonesome.
Although, in the realm of knowing things about hip-hop, you are still all by your lonesome.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes for me. anyway, J. Cole, really big artist. Drake, another big artist. No upsets in the hip-hop region, which was expected, but this will be the match to show off what I really came up with the grand scheme of things here. We'll hop right into some J. Cole. I can't find it. We have For Your Eyes Only here on Sterling High School Radio. We'll catch you right after this short little break here on Sterling High School Radio, 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music. I'm Nicholas Sisselwood.
You're Luke Jungle.
I tried so hard.
Got so far.
Yeah, it didn't even matter. It
didn't even matter.
He has like 9 pens underneath his board. I'm pretty sure that's my pen from sophomore year too. That's really
nice.
Nasty. I tried so hard.
I mean, all things considered, it's going as well as it could go.
Yeah, well, I don't understand what it is with our class. Like, there's no one in here who listens to anything I listen to. Except for Shannon, because Shannon listens to everything
on
the planet.
Shannon listens to everything.
Which, that's why I think it's not fair to say.
Say what?
Like, you know, it's a... To have her in every show for every tournament, because she only knows everything about... She doesn't know everything, she just knows, listens to
everything. She knows a little of everything.
Oh, it's an 8-minute long song, so that's what...
Nice.
Fun.
I would have asked her to be in here, but obvious reasons.
it didn't matter, I would have done this alone. It doesn't matter. They peer pressured you in here. The only show is fine by me.
Man...
I was going to call it the men.
They said, go get educated.
Okay.
I get educated every time I drive somewhere with my brother.
Educated?
On, you know, hip-hop.
Pass him the aux, and I know he... Lil Pump. Everyone's favorite rapper. I should have put Lil Pump in this. That would have been the funniest.
When I told him that T-Pain was in the competition, he just started laughing for like 3 minutes.
I know, I should have did Kanye instead of T-Pain. old Kanye, not this new.
Paris. I mean, if it's gonna be in the show, you gotta have some from all of it. See, the thing is, I feel bad having you and Shan on all of them, but also, if it was anybody else, there wouldn't. There'd be no commentary.
Yeah, pretty much. That's fine about me, though. Rather listen to this than BTS. I hope she doesn't think I'm the reason why they lost.
She does, but let her think what she wants to think.
It's funny because I didn't even vote. I don't even have a Twitter account. It doesn't work. Last time I voted for I voted for Destiny's Child.
I think I stole someone else's account just so that I could see what the results were. Or like how close it was.
It was really close.
I think that was on one of the first round ones. Oh, because I wanted to see who was winning between Stevie Wonder and Bob Marley.
Bob was the one, which was expected. I knew it was going to happen.
You know, I knew neither of them was going to get far.
Oh, yes, I did put it in here. That's perfect.
How much from each person is on there?
For hip-hop?
Yeah.
I put a lot in here.
Oh, great.
Wu-Tang's the only one that's...
Well, I mean, they're gone now, so...
Wu-Tang. The one that has the most is probably Eminem, because I know he's going to go... Oh, Eminem and Post have the most, because they're most likely to go far.
See, the only one that I know anything from is Wu-Tang, because I liked the music in the mid-90s trailer, so I went and looked them up.
Wu-Tang's not bad, but they weren't making it far. Not against Eminem. It would have been Eminem versus Post Malone for the first round, but he said not to put the two powerhouses up against each other.
I mean, since a lot of people think Post Malone is going to win this one, you should probably play, like, best of Eminem today, right?
Well, I'm gonna throw Mockingbird against Fall Apart, their two biggest sad songs, and then I'll probably do, that'll be the matchup. Eminem's easy, just play his song with Rihanna, maybe Not Afraid, and then Post Malone's gonna be the hard one. I don't even remember what songs I played.
What
is that? I don't remember what songs I played for him.
Okay. Well, I mean, it looks like he's going to be doing well. You don't have to pick, like, whatever the most popular thing is, because he's probably not getting kicked out anytime soon.
After this song, we might as well go back on. It was an 8-minute song. One song.
How much time is left in it?
3 minutes. Back in the old,
this counts for his entire show.
Yeah, right.
The good thing is, it looks like the show's gonna be done real heckin' early.
Maybe. I might stay in here a little longer if it's early and just keep DJing tunes that are not on his station.
Alright.
Like, maybe I'll throw on some more T-Pain songs because I had extra T-Pain in case he won.
Which he did not.
Sadly.
You just gotta pull in more hip-hop. Just put it on the station. Just upload it. Don't tell him.
I want to really bad. I want to create a hip-hop tab and throw it on there. Mm-hmm. I think it's stupid. If you're gonna
should replace the Zeppelin tab.
No. I mean, like, he has...
He's got a lot of Zeppelin on the station without the tab.
Yes. But it's, I don't understand that he has a radio station. I know he doesn't want to play uncensored music, but if he wants decent rap songs, I can find him a whole list of, he just has random, he has holiday, he has a tab for holiday music, a tab for the Beatles.
I mean, you're going to need the tab for the holiday music when you get to the toy drive, though.
He has a whole, he has a little bit of pop on here, and then, like, nothing but rock and roll.
What's on the classical tab?
Maybe like, oh yeah, he has a lot of classical music too.
I don't know any of these people are.
I think he has,
they're the performers, not the writers.
Yeah, then he has country. He has a whole tab for country that he never plays.
Has he ever played anything from the classical tab?
none of it's cute. He just has it. I don't know why.
There's so much
blood. There's a Florida Georgia Line. Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Zach Brown Band. He's a lot of Zach Brown Band.
He has so much Sam Hunt in him. And he made it past no one.
Yeah, like,
bracket.
You guys didn't even have to find music for Sam Hunt. We could have did a whole country bracket, honestly, based off this.
We could possibly have done just an entire March Mayhem of country with this much
country.
Country
versus rock, and we wouldn't have to put any music on here. Just do Zeppelin versus everybody.
You ain't wrong. Zeppelin versus Zeppelin versus Zeppelin versus Zeppelin.
That will be our life. The only hip hop he has on here is the food.
Catfish and the Bottle Men.
Yeah, that's a thing. I didn't know that was a thing either. Some Catfish.
He's got three songs by Demi Lovato and like nine from Catfish and the Bottle Men.
I stopped listening to Demi Lovato because I don't support heroin addicts.
Ah.
That addiction's a serious problem.
I've been staying out of it.
We're back live here at the studio for the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music. I'm Nicholas Sisselwood.
I'm Julia Petrangelo.
And that was Drake versus J. Cole. J. Cole, we played For Your Eyes Only. And for Drake, we had 0 to 100. And God's Plan, two some of their most popular songs. But now it's time for the best part of their matchup, the Versus round. Basically, what it is, we're going to play one song by Drake and one song by J. Cole. Basically, either they're really hyped songs or they're both the similar topic. So, the problem with Drake and J. Cole is Drake has a lot of popular songs. J. Cole has a really popular song. Do I go with the really popular song?
Sure. Yeah. See, a lot of people are seeing Drake winning this. So, if you're going to play a really popular song from J. Cole, now is the time.
I figure if I play it, alright, so Middle Child, the song he just recently released, 2019, he performed it at the NBA halftime show for the All-Stars game, and he performed pretty much everywhere. It's very popular. I think based on this song, if people are actually listening, shout out to whoever is, whatever classroom you're in, tweet at Knights Radio on Twitter if you're listening.
All three people who are out there.
I would say vote at Knights Radio on Twitter, but Strauss is currently not here today, so we have no access to the Twitter. We should have it up within the day or two.
Yeah, the poll should be up by this time tomorrow, possibly before that. Just keep an eye on it.
I don't know if Gabby texts. They can't hear us out there.
but they're trying to get in contact, so we'll see how it goes, getting them up before tomorrow.
Speaking of polls, the last match, which was Ed Sheeran and Bob Marley, Ed Sheeran took that one away.
Naturally.
Then Billy Joel and Shawn Mendes, that one?
Menendez.
I don't know. Mendez.
Menendez is our governor.
That was close.
It was close.
Why was it so close? I don't know Billy Joel. I don't know.
See, I thought it would be a lot further to Shawn Mendes, but it was pretty close, but the winner, I feel like, that everyone thought was going to win did come through.
Yeah, it was expected, but at the same time, it was also a surprise because I was watching on Twitter, and I was like, oh, well, Billy Joel's got a lot of votes. That's really interesting. Speaking of votes, we're going to throw on the J. Cole Middle Child here on Sterling High School Radio. We'll see you right after this quick break. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, almost nobody got knocked out in this round. Like, almost nobody got knocked out in this round. Like, if they were wrong, they were already wrong. Like, they were having Sam Hunt win in, Elton John win in.
Oh, yeah. The only one I got wrong was SZA and Janet Jackson.
I think I've got maybe three wrong.
The whole bottom bracket of this set, women's region.
I don't know where mine is. Is our classes in here or did he have those somewhere else?
It's mixed.
Hmm?
I think it's mixed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I can't find mine. I can't really remember what I put for the bottom bracket. I think I had SZA winning.
I didn't know who SZA was.
Neither do I.
I listen to female rappers.
She raps?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought someone said it was more of like an ambient thing.
It is, but she's also a rapper, I think. I'm not 100%. I don't know who she is. This is definitely playing on iTunes. That's cool.
I did one miss highlight, and I'm hoping Strauss doesn't, like, notice. Is tomorrow Queen, One Direction? It's Left, Right, right? So tomorrow's Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, SZA, Gaga.
Oh, this
is gonna be a good show.
This is gonna be fun. So the Eminem versus Post Malone show, I'm probably just gonna play whatever for Post because Eminem might win.
Okay.
Because I'm not playing Eminem's old stuff. I think. I don't know.
So many people put Post, which means a lot of them are probably voting for Post.
I don't know. I thought the same thing for,
Some kid put T-Pain?
Yeah,
even T-Pain. I know that's not it.
Yeah, the hopes were high, but T-Pain was never winning.
Tony Mc... Bad handwriting.
Alright, this is going to be an interesting transition. I have to go from iTunes.
Do you know who Mike Morris is?
No idea.
Because this kid has Wu-Tang in the finals against Lady Gaga.
Probably a delusional person. Why is nothing playing? I'm playing a song. Why is it not playing? I almost had a slight stroke. Okay.
Well, it's a nerd girl, she the one for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want you to never mind, never mind, never mind. Alright, so how many do you want to play from each of these guys?
For which one?
Well, who are we on right now?
We're on Drake and J. Cole. I just do
it. Oh,
one.
Right, we're doing the one and the one.
On a first name basis, in your city faded off the brown. Nino, she insists she got more class. We know, swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo, if I was at the club, you know I ball. Chemo, drop the mixtape, it sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour would be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal, I did it without one. Yeah, now I'm about my business. Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit list. And then it's, I'll probably go up Post, then M, and then.
So you're just gonna go right into it?
Yeah, no, I'll probably. I'm not sure. So what time is it? Oh, we got time. No question, you about to kill. I used to have hood dreams, big fame, big change. I stuck my dick inside this life until that came. And went all fall like the ball teams. Just so I could make it rain all spring. Y'all seen my story, my glory. I had rigged the game young. You could call it statutory running to blow up. They can build statues from me. Old money, Benjamin Button. Stardom will turn you to a man.
I think Strauss got his messed up music priorities from Rowan. Because when we were looking at their music library, they had, like, one album from Queen and, like, a whole shelf of Art Blakey.
Who's that?
A jazz guy, I think.
I don't listen to jazz.
Nobody listens to jazz.
I mean, I don't mind some jazz here and there. Like, if I'm chilling at home, I got my feet kicked up, and it's winter, and I'm perfect conditions, a really good, like, I'm watching a game or something, that's smooth jazz in the background is fine.
See, I listen to jazz because I gotta practice the jazz, because I'm in the jazz band. But, like, other than that, like, most of when I'm listening to jazz is to learn something, you know?
I listen to jazz. Oh, I do listen to jazz when I play board games.
Board games, specifically.
Yes.
It's very specific.
I'm very good at board games.
See, if I've got some John Coltrane in my head, I'll go and listen to some John Coltrane. But it's almost always because someone near me was playing John Coltrane.
I listen, I just go on Spotify and the jazz, smooth jazz playlist.
Smooth jazz. All that Kenny G.
Lil Wayne would have been a good one too. Against Eminem. He would have stood real well against Eminem. Mm. Lil Wayne and Eminem. Post Malone and Kanye. And then for Drake. I feel like Drake.
You pretty much made this part of the bracket though.
I know, that's why I'm like,
yeah.
Listening to. I mean, it was still a really. Well, we did the old school versus new school, so I couldn't do that.
Oh, that's true.
That was what he gave me. If I would have done straight hip-hop, that was my first suggestion. I had Lil Wayne, Eminem, Post Malone, and Kanye, J. Cole, Notorious, because I feel like that's still a good... And then Drake, I had him against Jay-Z or Travis Scott. So,
I don't know. I feel like... It made sense when we were making it to have somebody versus somebody in each one, like new versus old, BOS versus world, and then men's women's, just to have some like continuity. But other than that, I feel like old school keeps getting kicked out.
Now, old school's never gonna win. All the old school lost because.
Yeah, I think it made more sense in theory than in practice.
It's just, Eminem's technically old school too. He just,
I mean, I guess.
He just releases new shit. It's not okay. We don't want him to release new stuff. Girl, you're the one for me, and I'm the plane in the car. That was the 1-on-1 matchup here for the old school versus new school region, Drake and J. Cole. We had J. Cole's middle child and Drake's. That was forever, actually. Old school childhood bop. Next, we are on to the big show. Eminem and Post Malone, the white boys of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
The dude who... Eminem, the guy who brought hip-hop to the forefront for... I guess you could say he kind of did. Made it very popular. N.W.A. technically did it first, but Eminem also made it even. Like, he took the game by storm. And then Post Malone is just that dude we all love.
Everybody does.
Who doesn't like Post Malone? He's like
nobody.
If anyone's ever gone on YouTube, you should look at the, watch some videos of Post Malone's interviews. He's just the chillest guy on the planet. But.
Everybody loves a chill guy.
Everyone loves a chill guy. So we're going to listen to some of that chill guy's music, him and Eminem going at each other. Again, I want to ask, no, you know some Post Malone, right? You know, not you may not know about Post Malone, but you've listened to Post Malone.
If you were asking me to name stuff, I ain't naming stuff, but like, it's in the vocabulary to an extent.
Well, everyone's like, Rockstar, everyone knows Rockstar. His song he dropped with 21 Savage is on the radio everywhere. But... Versus Eminem?
You know, I feel like if we're going asking people who don't know anything about hip-hop, who do you know more from? I feel like Eminem, but people know, like, a better mood from Post Malone. You know what I mean?
Then also, everyone also knows their bag from Post Malone. It's kind of... I Fall Apart was a very deep hitting song when it came out. The bag music, to start off bag music. We're going to start off, speaking of bags, Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie. You're on Sterling High School Radio. I'm Nicholas Esselwood. We'll see you after this break. I have no idea if I censored this or not.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I think it's YouTube, because it says 2 billion views on YouTube.
The good thing is, the odds of anybody listening right now who can get us in trouble is like...
Bretman has a player in his office.
Does he actually?
Sometimes, I'm not sure.
I don't know. See, he's got things to do, though, you know? Like, he can't always be listening to it.
That's true.
What are the odds he's listening right now? Maybe we should just send someone over there to distract him for a minute.
No, that sounds like it's censored. I don't like the approach Strauss is taking to the essay festival, because he did this my sophomore year when we had, like, we had 20 kids, so we were able to wing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able to wing it like we did
right.
that
year. When exactly is it?
It's, like, the week before or after prom.
I know it's right around, like,
Spring Spirit Week ends with the essay festival.
I feel like we have to find, like, a thing. Like, when he was saying we're trying to do... make it into a charity sort of thing. I feel like that makes the most sense. Because every time we go to the SH Festival, we show up and we don't know why we're there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's... Yeah, we do need something. We haven't had something.
Like a thing.
But he just... I don't... We don't have that. That's the problem. It's like, it's March. We have 3 months to get a whole day's event planned out that should... That takes that. Like, we had a full year-round class, and we started preparing for it the beginning of second semester. He slammed us with a bunch of projects, so we were behind. And then we got totally stoked, because he put a lot of faith in YouTube. All the ads, and then some of the videos were restricted in countries. It was... We had a lot of boring moments. And I was one of the ones who voiced their opinion of that maybe we should focus more on the SH Festival instead of... the other stuff, because he doesn't have a big class.
Right. See, I feel like the big thing with this year is that there's no one in here who doesn't also have to do the documentary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in the bigger classes, they're always combined. You always got some people who can just focus on it.
Yeah, someone's always... But if one of us decides, hey, I'm just going to focus on my documentary, everything else is thrown off balance, because that one person controls a whole block. Someone's going to have to host a block. We have 5 people, there's 5 blocks. It's gonna be really bad.
I mean, I feel like we're probably gonna avoid doing one person per block, and we're just gonna have a lot of overlap.
Probably,
because that would suck.
We still need the design shirts, we don't know what we're doing, and it's almost April.
I'm hoping we can maybe team up with the TV class, maybe get them on the air. Because there's a few of them.
We might be able to for second block, but I don't think they're gonna be able to for anything that. Like,
because they do have other classes.
Like,
I don't know. I mean, maybe just the TV3 class. Because there's like 5 of them. He could probably get those 5 out of it. Then we'd at least have 2 people per block.
We still. But it's on us still to plan everything.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the kicker. He has to. He's worried about, like, the documentary and stuff, but if the SH Festival's kind of been going off as, like, a meh, we get out of class, so we'll go stand there. Last year, the rib thing was a big thing, but we can't...
I mean, I'm thinking, the good thing is we don't really have much to live up to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, it's still kind of disappointing, because my sophomore year, we had a lot of hype going into it. We had commercials, we had a lot of people interested in it, and then...
And then it just kind
of... It bombed hard. Like, it was bad. And the only people that were willing to admit it were the kids in the class. He said it went off without a hitch. I was like, no, we bombed hard.
That sucks. I don't know, maybe he was expecting a lot less than everybody else.
He expects everyone to be able to do the documentary. And then...
Also the SH Festival.
And the problem's going to be is... I kind of explained it, like, I have a job, I work 35 hours a week, and then on top of that, I do English, creative writing, so I'm always doing something, and then to throw the documentary on top, it's...
What are you trying to do for it?
Documentary?
Yeah.
I haven't done anything for it.
You don't have an idea?
No. Nope. I don't know what he wants me to do. I don't have access to professional. I don't have time. And when I do make time, it's... Like, I asked him, I said, can you give me another schedule? I lost mine, and I'm still waiting for him to print it.
See, I got a lot of people that I can talk to. I just gotta find them.
It's just gonna be a problem, because... I don't know how he plans on doing it this year, because we have 5 people, and even if he 10 people would be a blessing.
I'm just hoping that we can, like, maybe get the painting class to help out. Because most of them at least kind of have some experience in this sort of situation.
Yeah, they'll be able to talk intelligently, and they won't be nervous, but at the same time, it's up to Mr. K, Far, and him. And Redmond, which is also another thing, that gate there is going to be a big problem.
Right, yeah. See, I was asking if we could use the tennis courts. He said we probably could. I feel like that could help us out a lot.
Just have everything set up on the tennis courts.
Not everything, but, like, you know, some of it.
For the events and stuff, that would help.
Exactly, yeah.
I think we should do something with the tennis courts for an event. I'm thinking, I want to suggest for the whatever he wants to do. We should do, like, a King of the Court tournament-style kind of thing for, like, an hour. Have, like, 3 kids set up for each, like, 3 teams of 3 or something, or 5 teams of 3, or some stupid stuff like that. Like, a 1 team of teachers that'll be at the end that'll... The winners will each get a shirt or something like that, or something stupid.
I feel like if we got access to the tennis courts, that opened up a lot of opportunities.
Give us room.
How much time's left on this?
We still got another 2 minutes.
And, like, the good thing is, I thought they were going to be shutting down the old courts, but apparently they're not, so.
It's just going to be bad, because if the interviews weren't anything to show for it, I don't know what is. I got blown off by Miss Phillips. Like,
did she just never do it?
I did mine. I got the interview, but it took her a week and a half just to message Strauss back and say she was willing to do it.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to get mad. She had the Black History Month assembly. I'm not.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know she was running that. I knew she was involved.
And he, I hope he didn't take points off her being late, because...
Is it not in on-course?
I don't know. I don't check my on-course. Because I have a no grade for health, which should be changed, but it's not.
Nice. I know he looked up, but I just don't know if
I'm gonna start pulling music for the SA Festival soon.
Okay.
Just popular songs. Like, any. For. I would create a playlist. Because what we did, my. I think they did it last year too, is they used YouTube playlists. And the problem with those is they throw in suggested videos if you just let it autoplay.
Right, yeah.
So.
So that kept happening?
Yeah, so we kept getting songs that weren't censored or. Ads that were like 5 minutes long that you can't skip because YouTube was being difficult.
I feel like the use of the Clash Drive can really help us out this year, you know?
Yeah, it really can. Alright. And we are back after that quick little break. That was Eminem for our 2 versus 3 Sweet 16 round. This is the 6th annual March Band Music. Your host, Nicholas Thistlewood.
And Julie Petrangelo.
And yeah, that was No Love and Love the Way You Lie, 2 of Eminem's most popular songs. And now we dive headfirst with no interruption. Well, besides my voice and Julia's, we are going to hop right into some Post Malone to get keep the vibes going. Let's keep it lit in here. We're going to start off with some congratulations because, you know, congratulations. Here on Stony High School Radio. We'll see you guys right after this break. I gotta make it. Oh yeah, that's right.
What?
I gotta make that prom thing.
Oh, that, yeah. Did he say how much time we have on it?
No.
Next week, I think.
He didn't say. He said he wanted them done by this week. On, I think, Wednesday.
Wait, he said that last week. He said it the next week. I think Wednesday is expected a lot.
I'm waiting on him. The ball's on his court. I told him, I gave him my topic. He said he emailed the teachers. I said, okay, I need your response, Strauss. And he's yet to get back to me with it.
I'm trying to write the questions for what to ask the Jazz Band kids. But, like, I don't know what people want to know. Because, like, I'm in it. So I know what there is to know. What do people want to know about Jazz Band?
Why?
Why?
Why join? Most lit song, best memories. Basic stuff.
All right.
That's what I did for the interview. It's what's gonna happen for the. I'm probably not even gonna. I didn't turn in a single project or a single TV show segment for radio or TB3.
How'd that go?
Horribly, because Mr. K kept bothering me about it, and I told him I was with Kayla Kampmeyer, and she did not want to do anything, so. I was stuck with mass loads of projects to do, and I had no time to do my project. I had a week to do a TV segment. I had the whole thing shot, recorded. She didn't show up for the last 3 weeks, or no, 2 weeks of that class. Like,
why?
She skipped that class. I don't.
Was she dead?
No, she just literally didn't show up. Just that class. She would not show up to that class.
That's
so
insane.
I had to shoot the opening to the TV show. I had to shoot to the in-between segments, which I had no time for, and I had to finish editing my 10-minute segment, which I never did. So.
Sucks. See, the only class where I ever had to do the whole class's worth of group projects, I got put with Julian F., so it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah. She's, like...
She did not want to be there, though.
I don't want the same thing to happen here. Just everyone gets this. He's gonna just like throw all
like
these
all the
projects. Yeah, it's gonna pile up, and then after it all gets piled up, the essay festival is gonna roll around, and we're not gonna be prepared.
The good thing is, I think since the class is pretty small, we can kind of. It's not gonna pile up since we all move at a similar pace.
I guess I move a little slower because I put I'm not here or
right.
I should be good now, but. That and whatever project I suggest or I do, he just delays because the next project I'm not relying on Strauss.
I feel like it's going kind of one at a time. Like, he doesn't really give us a new thing until we're pretty much done the old thing.
Maybe he's not piling up yet, but once the essay festival comes, like the March Mayhem of Music, that kind of backed me up because I was trying to. You guys had, like, I picked a stupid region because I had to censor everything.
Right.
Luckily, YouTube, MP3 wanted to work, so I just pirated everything, but...
I mean, we all kind of did.
I have to grab so... I still have to grab more. I don't have enough. I need more Eminem.
Not if Eminem doesn't make it.
I don't know. If Post Malone makes it, I'm 100% going to do more Post Malone.
Yeah.
Like three more songs.
I don't know. I mean, you can... At that point, you can start playing stuff that you had in the first round.
Oh, yeah, but I need... I like to mix it up.
Okay.
I'm still upset. I don't know why he doesn't want to at least put Post Malone on here. Post should be leading.
You could just
put Candy Paint on there. Like, that's it. He doesn't need any other song on here from Post Malone. He just is one Ed Sheeran song.
Nice. That's kind of sad. There's a lot of Ed Sheeran out there.
Justin Bieber, he has three. That's kind of... The Goo Goo Dolls, he has plenty of that.
Lots of Elton John.
Fall Out Boy. Fat Boy Slim, I don't even know what that is.
Why is there so much Fall... Wait, hold on. He's got a lot of Fleetwood Mac, but he doesn't even have the best of Fleetwood Mac. He's got two of them.
Oh, he's got Foo Fighters for his Foo Fighters.
So much Foo Fighters.
Foster the People, Fort Minor.
Well, you gotta have Pumped Up Kicks in there somewhere.
Oh, that's definitely getting played at some point. That's definitely getting played at the Essex Festival.
Franz Ferdinand? Is that a guy or just a really weird name for a band? Because wasn't Franz Ferdinand the guy that started World War I?
Yeah, the guy who's Dome Peace destroyed. Yeah, the guy who got barrel. He got trick shotted, so yeah. He's the guy that got messed. Jason Derulo. He's got some Jason on there.
Jason Derulo's alright.
Plenty of Jimi Hendrix. John Mayer. John Mellencamp.
I don't know who that is.
Johnny Cash. Jonas Brothers. Journey. Justin Timberlake. He has a lot of Justin Timberlake.
Kansas.
One Kanye song, the best Kanye song. Heartless. Kelly Clarkson.
Lionel Richie.
Live.
Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis. What a fun name. Anyone who names their kid Hubert deserves it.
I mean, I don't know. What if he chose the name Huey Lewis?
That's even worse. Should be.
You can't say it's not memorable.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's Huey Lewis. Oh, he does have a J. Cole song on here. He has a workout.
A whole entire one.
Workout for me, of course. It's like Eminem's Lose Yourself. It's played because it's played. Where is it? Foster the Kid? Oh, it's about to end. Oh, we got 23 seconds. I just gotta unmute the mics.
Are we gonna do the one-on-one after this, or?
Yeah, the one-on-one to end it.
Alright, great.
And then, yeah.
And then you're gonna hang in here for a little bit?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. I'll probably just keep... That was Post Malone's White Iverson and... Post Malone's. Congratulations. Because, you know, congratulations.
He's going up against Eminem right now in the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music.
Yeah, the new school versus old school hip hop, which it's old school lost every time, first round.
All of them. They're all already out.
Which was completely expected because Sterling High School's community does not know good hip hop.
In the eyes. I feel like if we were guessing new school versus old school, who's winning out, new school's already won.
Yeah, that's fair. So, it's that time of year. It's spring. All the beaches are open up. Everything fun you can do as a couple with someone. It's that time. Valentine's Day is over. That was a big thing. But now it's summer. It's time to spend time with Bae. But what if you don't have Bae? Well, then you have Post Malone, I Fall Apart, Bag Music. It's everyone has some on their phone. Whether it may not be... a rap song. Everyone has that one sad song they listen to. I have a playlist.
Nice.
Yeah. It's about my Saturday evenings. So we're going to every other Saturday. We're going to hop into some Post Malone. Prepare to cry. Prepare to get in your bag. We have I Fall Apart by Post Malone. We'll see you right after this break, the one-on-one matchup here on Sterling High School Radio. And it's just a one-on-one. If you want to sign off, you can. Or it's up to you.
I feel like I gotta... See, I can script out my promo from here. Because I got
docs on my phone.
I don't really think there's anything else we have to work on, right?
I guess we could make we could probably make an essay adjustable folder in the Clash Drive, right?
Yeah, just for the music, or if we're gonna do any plugs or anything.
So we can start just like building stuff up.
Or if someone wants to script out ideas or something, just throws them in there, or YouTube links or whatever. I usually like to it keep us organized. That'd be sure,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And only problem's gonna be that he'll see it and he'll ask what's going on with that.
I mean, I feel like if we explain to him that we're trying to be prepared, then I feel like he'll be fine with that. Especially since a lot of the time when some of us finish projects early, or if projects kind of run longer than they're supposed to, we can have something to work on.
That's true.
I feel like he'd be fine with that.
I hope so. I mean, personally, I'll probably just keep going anyway. Kind of like I did with the March Mayhem. I just kept asking me about my, what was the project we were working on? Oh, the, whatever our first project was, he kept asking me about it, and I never, the documentary questions.
Oh, that.
I never turned those in. I just kept downloading music.
Because you still don't know what you want to do.
No, I really don't. I'll probably do something stupid.
You gotta figure something out.
It'll come to me. Probably in my sleep.
But by the time you wake up, you forget.
Yeah. I'll fall asleep in class.
Type it up the second you get up.
That's how I wrote my creative writing essay.
Nice. When I took creative writing, we ended up barely writing anything.
We're on our fifth essay for descriptive writing.
She had us watch a bunch of movies and then take quizzes on the tropes used in the movies.
Murphy?
No, Bolum. Or DeMarco now, I guess.
DeMarco, yeah. We have I have Murphy, so you know how fun that is.
I haven't had her for anything.
She's nice if you do what she wants you to do, but not everything she wants you to do makes logical sense.
Right.
So, she has her moments of being a total, fun person to be around. So what I like to do is I just put my earbud in and ignore her.
Nice.
And just keep typing. I have an A in the class, hopefully.
I feel like it's the kind of class that's not difficult to do pretty good in.
Well,
as long as you kind of do everything.
Well, she makes us... We've been writing a lot. She has what she calls workshop days that we do,
mm-hmm.
which are annoying. We're not allowed to talk or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just have to work on the project.
See, I took a summer creative writing class, and it was like a lot of it was discussion.
We had a Skype call with some lady from Teen Inc, which was extremely boring, and I wound up falling asleep during that.
Oh, God. See, I run... I'm in charge of Writers Inc, and they had... You know the substitute teacher, Steve?
I know Steve.
10 minutes till what?
10 minutes till what?
10 minutes till boxing.
Oh, we're pretty much done.
Oh,
alright.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you. Oh, right, yeah. So they had Steve come in and talk about writing, but I am not a fan of Steve. Like, God. This man shows up and does nothing but talk about all of his incredible accomplishments that came out of his one semester of taking psychology. I cannot stand him. And I had to, act like I was chill with it the whole time.
I seen a video of a fight in Steve's substitution class. Steve just sits there and says, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And they literally slam each other in the desks.
He talked about mnemonics for like an hour, as if we'd never heard of them before.
I believe it. I mean, as first aid, I had him as a sub, and he was just the character. I don't even know what to say.
His scarves and his sweaters.
We weren't, every time we talk like below or above a certain decibel, he'd be like, "Guys, quiet down." I'm like, "Oh my God."
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't like loud. He's a writer. I don't like him. My writing's better.
See, when I honestly want to see his book just to see if it's awful.
I read some pages. It's,
oh, really?
It's not nothing. It's your basic. There's nothing creative about it. It's a basic. I don't like it. He's not very creative.
It sounded like he was writing it not to write a story, but to, like, make a point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a very factual. Instead of being creative and imaginative, it's just kind of, like, point to point.
It sounded kind of like he wasn't trying to tell a story. He was trying to make a point.
Yeah, he's trying
which is not what you write a book for.
No, that's what blogs and tabloids are for.
See, when I first had him, I had him for 5 days.
That's cool. We'll just do that real quick, yeah. We'll do that, yeah. That was cool. Thanks, computer.
Classy.
I had a pop-up. That was cool. Thank you. Now I have to play a song that's not even a singer.
See, when I first had Steve, it was because Miss Cam was out for a funeral, and she was gone for 5 days, so I had him for 5 days in a row. Make me want to cry.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it seems like the show's pretty much over, and they're gonna head out.
He's chill. I just find him utterly annoying. Because he just talks too much.
I think I just hate that everybody really likes him because he doesn't make them work. Even though he's kind of an awful person.
I like him. Whatever sub we have right now, he's nice. I like him.
This man's
here.
Oh. Right, I'm out.
Peace.
J. Cole,
Drake, and Eminem, Post Malone. Eminem's 2, Post is 3, Drake is 1, and J. Cole is 4.
So it's J. Cole versus Drake, Eminem versus Post?
Yeah. We're back after that quick little break. That was the 1v1 matchup. I'm Nicholas Sisselwood, who was with Julia. She unfortunately had to go do something else, so she popped out. Eminem versus Post Malone. That was Post Malone's I Fall Apart. Eminem's Headlights / Mockingbird. A little technical difficulty on my part, more like a user error. This is now The Lonely Show signing off. I'm Nicholas Sisselwood from Sterling High School Radio. Before I go, make sure you stay tuned for tomorrow's show, which will be the women's region. Billie Eilish versus Ariana Grande and SZA and Lady Gaga. I believe hosting the show. Actually, I have no idea who is hosting the show. Old school versus new school hip hop. The polls should be up within 24 hours. Make sure you vote at Nights Radio on Twitter. Quick plug to prom coming up. This May, I believe the 17th or the 14th, one of the two. And yeah, we will see you guys tomorrow for the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music. I'm Nicholas Sisselwood from The Lonely Show, signing off.